Here's an effort to make you know what it feels like to walk in the shoes of a refugee. More than 65 million people around the world have been forced to leave their homes. The UN says they're fleeing violence, persecution, disasters. Doctors Without Borders hopes to show Americans what that life is like. They have a traveling exhibit they're taking to cities across the Northeast. NPR's Nurit Eisenman joined the tour when it stopped in Washington, D.C.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Our guide is Dr. Ahmed Abdelrazak, who normally works in a refugee camp in Tunisia. And he tells our little group to imagine that war has just broken out. We're going to have to leave our homes, our town. Then he takes us to this wall hung with plastic cards listing our most essential possessions. And he makes a startling announcement.
So what will I ask you guys in 30 seconds? Pick only 5 items.
In other words, we have 30 seconds to go through the cards and pick just 5 things to take with us. Abdelrazak holds up a stopwatch.
Okay, in 30 seconds, go.
There's a mad scramble for the cards.
5 items only.
Rita Kietzer, she's a 55-year-old homemaker, drove 2 hours from Virginia just for this tour. She looks preoccupied.
Is it hard?
Yeah, I have a lot of choices.
10 seconds.
I had to really look it over.
2, 1, you're out of time.
Abdelrazak inspects our picks.
What did you get here?
Cash, blankets, medicine. He notices no one brought shoes. Possible mistake. During the 1991 Persian Gulf War, when Abdelrazak was a kid, Saddam Hussein's government started bombing his town in southern Iraq. He and his family had to run.
So we walked and we walked. We walked for 10 days. 10 days nonstop. I remember I had flip-flop on my feet. On the 10th day, I had nothing on my feet.
No matter what you bring, he says, you're going to lose it fast, to pay off smugglers, or you'll get robbed. To illustrate this, Abdelrazak holds up a white box. Everyone has to throw in 1 of their 5 items.
I'm seeing passports, motorcycle, cell phone.
Okay, let's move to our next station.
We're led to one of those inflatable boats.
Yeah, let's jump in.
It's super cramped. Rita Kietzer looks dubious.
It feels too real now. I don't know. Part of me doesn't even want to sit in here because it's too real. Like, I don't want to go. I want to go home, not here, you know?
Abdelrazak says often a boat like this will just be a makeshift raft, plastic tubes glued to wood.
Sometimes they glue. The glue is not dry yet, and the boat starts to break in the middle of the sea.
But not to worry. For an extra $200 on top of our $1,000 ticket, the smuggler will sell us a life vest. He holds up an actual example of what smugglers are selling in the Mediterranean, except...
It's fake life jacket. It's not real.
If you had that on, it would actually pull you under the water.
No.
Oh my God.
Next station. We're at a refugee camp now, checking out the facilities. The latrine we're going to share with 50 other people.
It's basically a hole with a plastic plate over it.
This can filled with the very little amount of water we're going to be issued every day.
This is for showering, for bathing, toothbrushing, cooking, everything. Okay? Only 2 gallons.
The small tent we're going to live in with 2, maybe 3 other families.
Ooh.
Hot, huh? This is really how it feels from inside.
And every time we move to a new station, we're asked to give up 1 more of our possession cards.
This lady and I both gave up our medicine at the same time.
All I have left is my passport.
What goes through your head as you decide what to keep?
It's scary, losing a little part of yourself each time.
As the tour concludes, Abdelrazak says he has 1 final thought to share.
No one should live this life.
Please, he says, it's not okay.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.